This is Sunday Morning with me, Louise Fryer. Mark Swartzentruber is with me once again, raiding the lost archives. And Mark, you've chosen a performance by one of the greatest pianists of the 20th century.
Horowitz, Vladimir Horowitz playing. He's going to be playing the Liszt B minor sonata, or part of it. Anyway, the ending of it we're going to hear. This is a recording made in 1932 in Abbey Road Studio 3. Horowitz, from 1930, when he released his big recording of Rachmaninoff's Third Concerto, started making recordings in England. Before that, he'd done a few records in America. And this is an HMV recording, as I said, in Abbey Road Studio 3. He had 3 days of recording sessions on the 11th, the 12th, and the 15th of November 1932, where he recorded 30 sides.
That's just incredible. How much would someone record today in that period of time?
I think the industry standard, if you're doing a top quality record, piano record, maybe 3 days to record a 70-minute CD.
So how much did he churn out in 3 days? Well, that's just extraordinary, isn't it?
He did the Haydn E-flat sonata. He did the Liszt B minor sonata. He did various pieces by Chopin, Schumann, Stravinsky, Poulenc, Rimsky-Korsakov. You know, it's a huge amount of, and most of them were done in one take or maybe two takes.
That's just sensational. So was it his skill as a performer that drew people to him, or was it something about his whole life, that he'd grown up almost in poverty in Russia, that he'd come across to the West, escaped, if you like? Was there a romanticism about that?
Well, he was electric in live performance. He could be electric in live performance. Not everyone liked him. This recording of the Liszt Sonata was reviewed in Gramophone magazine in 1932, and the reviewer really basically slagged off the sonata and didn't mention Horowitz's recording at all. I mean, Horowitz's performance at all. In America, when he performed it live, one reviewer said it was a noble and powerful conception, and another in the New York Telegram said that it was an orgy of high-speed massacre. So he divides opinion.
Absolutely. So, but why this piece? Why have you chosen this particular recording?
I think it shows Horowitz at his very, very best. We've got the focus, we've got the energy, the taut rhythmic energy. It's very clean, and I love the way he uses silence to point out, to enhance the drama of the piece, as well as his fabulous pedaling.
Let's hear it. This is the finale of Liszt's B minor sonata. Thank you. Vladimir Horowitz playing Liszt's B minor sonata. That was the finale. That recording, that legendary recording made in 1932. Well, listening to that for me was very much like sitting on the piano stool with him. But for you, Mark Salzentruber, you were almost playing it with him.
Well, it's got such overwhelming dynamic contrast, doesn't it? And it is really like sitting right next to this. You do get this sense of the tremendous power of the man's personality, the electricity. For me, that's one of the best Horowitz recordings. It shows him in all his best, all the best qualities that he's got comes out there.
I'm really interested in the fact that although it was made such a long time ago, it still sounds incredibly immediate. I'm interested in whether or not we've lost something in wanting to have flawless, hissless recordings these days.
We have to remember that that was done without editing. I mean, this was basically a live performance. I mean, live performance is always going to be better than a studio edited recording, I think. And I mean, he could only record 3.5 minutes or so at a time. And so it was done in pieces like that. But within those 3.5 minutes, no splicing, no cutting and pasting.
So did that mean he had to sit there while they physically turned the disc over?
Yes. No, he had to stop and start again.
And yet you have to keep the phrase going. You've got to keep that kind of seamlessness.
Well, I think they sometimes had two or three machines running at the same time. So they could pass, the sound from one to the next.
I just think it's extraordinary that any of those recordings survive at all and still sound incredibly good as much as they do. Anyway, thank you very much for bringing that in and to opening my ears, and I hope it's opened your ears too. Mark Salzentruber there introducing Vladimir Horowitz playing Liszt.